The Spinoff Podcast Network. Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix podcast. Tune in today.
It's Street Week on The Spinoff. We're looking back over 30 years of Shortland Street, New Zealand's longest running soap opera. And we've got more dalliances, drama and death than you can shake a stethoscope at. If you want to know everything that's worth knowing about Chris Warner's love life, the story behind the iconic theme tune, and the best local to visit for a yum panini, head to thespinoff.co.nz for Street Week right now.
The Real Pod is brought to you by our good friends at Nando's. They've got restaurants across Aotearoa, and if you order through the Nando's app, you can collect Peri Perks points to redeem for delicious rewards. Hit nandos.co.nz to learn more and start earning.
Are our bow thrusters working, guys?
Bow thrusters?
Are we ready to set sail? How many metres are we? Can I swing?
Let's 1.5.
Let's go. 1.5.
Let's set sail. I would not make a manoeuvre like this at this time of night.
Kia ora, welcome along to The Real Pod. This is a new Real Recap series. We are recapping Below Deck Down Under. Very exciting. My name's Jane Yee. I'm joined in studio by Duncan Cree. We've got Tiahe Butler on production. And on a big old screen is Alex Casey.
I have COVID.
If you listened to the pod yesterday, you would have heard all about Alex's COVID experience. The whys, the wherefores, the who's, the hows.
But she's very keen to let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's real.
I may never recover.
Can you imagine getting COVID on a super yacht? What would that be like?
Oh, no, thank you.
I think it might be good.
Might be not.
You have to have it.
Actually, to be fair, it's not that different from my current situation because I can't, not only do I have to isolate, I can't go outside my 50-meter-squared cabin, a.k.a. my apartment. I can't even go into the hallway. I cannot go outside.
Haven't you got like a little window room or like a sunroomy thing?
Barely.
No?
No jacuzzi?
No jacuzzi.
Ugh.
What's the state of the galley?
I'm like, who's that little guy, Danny? You remember Danny when he got sick?
I love Danny.
Look, I've got Danny in today's notes, actually. listen, if you're joining us for the first time, we're recapping. In fact, if you're joining us for like the 500th time, this is still new to you. We're recapping Below Deck Down Under. It screens on Bravo, 9:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, well, last night. If you're in Aotearoa, if you're overseas, you're probably not overseas because we're a small podcast.
You might be.
You might be. You might be a London corny. You might be a German corny. We do have a Facebook page if you want to join in some conversation, facebook.com/groups/realpodcorner. You can also find us on Instagram at the Spinoff Podcast Network. Right. Aisha Scott is our chief stew. She's our Aisha, isn't she?
She really is.
She's a Kiwi. And
she's my captain.
As of, I think just a few days ago, a Dancing with the Stars promo dropped. That feature that Aisha was going to be on Dancing with the Stars of the 2020 edition.
So exciting. Has since been removed, that promo, from YouTube.
Interesting.
They pulled it.
Well, I may have recorded it, so it lives forever on my phone. that would have been great if she'd been on that, but never mind. I guess she's on to bigger and better things now. She's in the Great Barrier Reef on Thalassa, and can I just say, double beds for the crew?
Double beds and double bed bunk?
Yeah.
You're joking.
It's amazing technology.
How does that stay up? I mean, look, I don't even know how a boat floats, but how does a double bunk stay up there?
I think, you know?
I've got COVID.
I think I understand both of these things. I think I understand how a boat floats and how they secure a double bunk. I just think, like, well, because I always, like, just transform the situation to be what if I was in it? And, you know, I've decided that I, even though I get hideously seasick, I'd be great as a stew on a super yacht.
Do you reckon?
I now that they've got double beds, I'm like, yes, yes. And have you seen the crew with your eyeballs? They are.
Yeah, they're too attractive.
They,
yeah.
they are a hot lot.
I don't they think, are, yeah.
Hottest lot, yeah. I feel
definitely,
like maybe.
I think net, hottest lot.
Yeah.
If you add
I think having
points.
A hot captain does like a lot.
Yeah,
for the
a lot of
net.
Heavy lifting.
I feel like, but I feel like how much of hot captain's hotness is due to captain?
Yeah, quite a lot.
It's a chicken
I
egg.
I think if he were just a lowly sort of Danny boy, he wouldn't be carrying quite so much of a powerful sexual load with him everywhere he went.
Bosun. Bosun is, Bosun, what's the bosun's name? Jamie? Bosun Jamie is like a, he's going to be a Jason before long. He's going to be a hot captain himself.
Mm.
So yeah. much to talk about. For a start, what do we think of the boat, the Thalassa?
It's too new for me. It's too modern. The kitchen is way too big.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not going to get anywhere near the kitchen nightmares of previous seasons with that luxurious kitchen.
Did you meet the chef?
Yeah,
did you meet Ryan?
But we're not going to get what we could... I feel like that chef in like a real cramped old galley would, there would be like brawls, you know. He's such a specimen. Like just imagine how excited you'd be when you're, you know, you get your next chef in and you're doing the casting and this guy just kind of starts coming out saying that, you know.
And he's like, my big idea is I don't want to tell the guests what they're having for dinner.
Not until it's sitting in front
and
of them.
You are cut. And just watching Aisha's face as she's like hearing this like real bad idea. Not just bad ideas, but just like deeply felt beliefs that are just not going to move. It's not like I've got a thing I'm going to try out. It's like, this is who I am as a person. And they're just going to have to deal with it, but not directly with me, with you.
Let's run through our crewmates. So, of course, we've got Captain Jason, who's a babe. He's no Sandy, though. I mean, it takes some getting used to a new cap after Captain Sandy. Who has featured in a lot of the seasons of... all of the seasons?
No.
Captain of...
Of Med. Yeah.
No, there's that old chappy.
No, but he's
there's
on...
Captain Mark, and he, rest in peace. He's
no.
dead.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
What did you do?
Has he been sprinkled at sea?
I don't know.
Seems fitting. Yeah. No, she's... Well, she didn't... He was OG below deck, though.
Was he?
Whereas Sandy was Med? I don't know.
I thought he was season one of Med.
Maybe.
Lot of information here.
There's a lot of captains.
Oh, there's only...
But this guy is Australian. He's young. Gish. He's hot.
He spent the first day on board washing the boat topless.
Yeah.
All by himself. And he considers himself more of a big brother than a captain, which I feel like that may come back and bite him in the ass, you know? I feel like people are going to take the piss a bit.
Could well.
Yeah. Our
it's
chief
very
chef,
nice of him. You have to do so much wiping on a boat, don't you?
A lot of wiping, a lot of squeegeeing. In fact,
Everything. Again,
we've done a lot of squeegeeing in our showers, Alex. We're well prepped.
I mean, yeah, I am dealing. I'm having a mold problem. To be fair, though. I'm having a mold problem. I'm having a grout problem.
In the shower.
If that squeegeeing has helped at all.
You've got to leave your fan on for 20 minutes after you get out.
Shower witch.
It might be time for shower witch.
Are you a
Okay, Chief Stew is Aisha Scott, as we mentioned, and her first words as she entered the boat were, oh, I feel like I stink a little bit, which is just, that just wraps her up, really.
That's our girl.
She did a cracking fart on the supercut as well, which was really good to see.
And she ended her first stew meeting by saying, I really need to do a poo, so we'll wrap this up. And she's so nice. She's so lovely.
She's so lovely. She always talks like that.
She does.
Yeah, yeah.
She's possibly too lovely. Again, Hannah is a stalwart of the chief stew position, and she always has some drama. Like, Aisha's genuinely extremely accommodating to the guests.
Almost to a fault. Like, I do wonder how she's going to handle the... So, you know, because chief stew needs to be like a bit of a brick wall at times and just kind of bounce energy around and it doesn't feel like that's Aisha's natural posture.
No. She wants to be friends with her stews. Hannah's so surly with the guests sometimes that she'd always be like, really condescendingly, like, oh, sure, honey.
And they asked her, like, she was just dripping with, like, sarcasm and contempt. It was quite shocking. And you could tell she was like, oh, they'll never notice. This is like, no, that's radiating out of you.
So it's going to be a very, very different vibe in the interior. We've also got Magda, who started on Super Yacht 6 months ago, seemingly to get some nice Instagram photos.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a very clear line between modelling and yachting, apparently.
They're all doing it. All the models are going into Super Yachts just because nice scenery or something. And then you've got Chumi, who is the second stew, and... we don't learn a lot about her to start off with, do we?
No.
She's been yachting for some time, 5 years? No, that's Ryan I'm thinking of. Ryan the chef is 5 years. Speaking of Ryan, Aisha asked him if he's really chefy, do you have little tantrums and stuff? And he's like, stupid question. Of course I do. I am arrogant. But he literally said, I'm arrogant.
Yeah, he's not.
Is he also the only American on board?
No. No. There's two deckhands who are American. Culver and Brittini.
Do you have COVID?
I've got COVID. Oh, I've got brain fog.
Yes. The brain fog. Deckhands. We've got Culver from the US, who is just a jock personified.
Yeah, he's swole as hell too.
Seems nice enough. Eats tuna like nobody's business.
Which is just a smelly food.
No, I'm going to start. Because, like, I need to get fit. In trim and apparently tuna straight out of the can. Yeah, T.I. he's nodding.
Is it?
Yeah.
Packed with protein.
That's me from now on.
I also noticed in the crew mess, big old box of Weet-Bix, which made me feel proud.
Look, I wrote down some other things that I spotted in the mess. In the galley when the provisions arrived. Let me have a look. Sorry, I got to find it. There was Abe's Bagels. I did notice that.
Is that a New Zealand franchise? Was that...
I don't know, but there were also some, I didn't see the brand, but there were English muffins, there were lots of tortillas, there was Golden Circle canned pineapple, and there was also a packet of Tim Tams tucked away in a high cupboard.
Mm.
So
that's amazing, because it's like, previously, there is no evidence to suggest that Below Deck takes place in the same universe as us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's just nothing. But now we've got Tim Tams, we've got Weet-Bix, it's awesome.
It's almost... too grounding, you know what I mean? Like,
it is too grounding.
You expect it all to be. You think it's all just going to be like caviar and obviously that stuff's there too. But
surely this is all just for the crew to have their...
What, like the upside down pineapple pudding? Like, yeah. Okay. What else happened? What else happened in the show?
One thing which, like, it felt like less happened in the episode than in the, you know the normal sort of format of the thing where you get... All of those elements that you've written about, Alex, like the sort of four or five different reality shows in one, where they get out in the town, you meet the guests. Like, we just didn't get as much information as you normally do, which was, I was like sort of so thirsty for more after that first step.
Well, luckily there is plenty more coming. Another 16 episodes.
Yeah, because that's kind of what's maybe a little bit concerning. Is like, have they just tried to stretch this thing out a little bit so that there won't be as much materials?
Nah, EP1's always the setup. It's always the setup. You meet everyone, they sort out the provisions and sort out the boat, and then they have their first charter guest come on board. So I think it's standard.
It's
going to
be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
How good was the captain on the news driving a boat into the restaurant?
Oh. No, he had the option of the restaurant or the runabouts, and he chose the runabouts. Instead of the restaurant.
Okay, so what's happened there is I didn't understand in the moment what runabouts was, so I chose to just forget about it.
You would be, if you were the captain, you'd be like, I don't know what those things are, I'm going for the restaurant. So at least when I have my news interview, I can say what I hit.
I don't think I can fumble my way through a box pop about the runabouts.
Amazing that.
What are the runabouts then, Captain Jane?
They're little boats. Tiny little boats that you run about.
Well, they're not even that tiny. They're just not giant, like...
It's a similar concept as a runabout car, you know? Just a little, nothing fancy, does the job, gets you from A to B.
So they're the Suzuki Swifts of the ocean.
That's true.
And he chose those. He's like,
yeah.
I choose the runabouts.
He chose the runabouts. And I have to say, why is the man still driving boats? Like that thing went not just into runabouts. I'm pretty sure it hit the wharf and so on.
Yeah, she was travelling at a rate of.
And he was saying that the bow thrusters, which was the big drama of episode one, the bow thrusters helped him in that situation because it enabled him to direct himself towards those runabouts. I thought he was saying that the bow thrusters had gone out and that's why he ran into shore. So I still don't really know why he ran ashore. Just I know that when you are running ashore, if you've got your bow thrusters, you can at least choose the runabouts.
But also apparently in this moment, the ocean was running out of water or something.
It's a tidal situation, something about the tide going up and down. I mean, all I know is that's a really fucking massive yacht and like quite a bit of it's under the water. And and that when the closing credits came up, there was just 60 centimetres between like the ocean floor and the bottom of the keel.
Yep. Of the Chris Keel.
That's just a couple of, that means so little.
Such a niche one.
That's extremely niche. That's just two school rulers, isn't it? 60 centimetres.
But I feel like, because they were sort of implying that there was a period of time at dead low tide when the keel would run aground. But I'm not, I feel like they might have been over-egging that, because if they were within 30 minutes of low tide and they still had 60 centimetres or something. I was just trying to do the math. I think maybe they're just always going to be okay. It just felt like potentially manufactured
drama. Seems unlikely. They never would. Manufactured drama.
No need.
Without Nando's, there would be no real pod.
There'd also be no cheesy garlic pita.
Basically, Nando's changed all of our lives.
Now, we all know that times are tough for Hospo, and sadly, Nando's have had to temporarily shut down some of their restaurants. So make sure you check the website to see which stores are still open before you visit.
However, if you prefer to eat at home, like I do, because I'm lazy, Nando's delivery has got you covered, and there's a nice little bonus on the side.
You can order a scrumptious meal directly from the Nando's app on your telephone or the website on your computer and earn Perry Perks points.
Once you're on the Nando's train, you are definitely not going to want to get off, and you can use your points towards future orders.
You don't get Perry Perks through other delivery services, so great hack.
If you're a fan of The Real Pod, show our besties at Nando's some love. Visit nando's.co.nz or download the app today.
Winter is a great time to travel around New Zealand. If you're thinking about your next holiday, why not make it a road trip with Go See? Visit us at goseetravel.com today to find the rental vehicle to fit your holiday and get ready to explore.
Real people, real laughs. It's New Zealand's podcast.
The grey whale engages in three whale activity.
A thruple.
The female's on top, blowhole to the stars, and the male is underneath her. And then on the bottom, there's another guy holding his mate up. So, Fletch, you're up first.
From iHeartRadio, Clay ZM's Fletch, Vaughan and Hayley. NZ's number one entertainment podcast. Available everywhere.
What else? Benny lost his mum.
Can we talk about how the chef is obsessed with... Sorry.
A really sad thing about Benny and his mum.
Oh, sorry. I was going to talk about the chef's love of giant food.
Look, both good talking points. But let's just quickly touch on Benny. Benny lost his mum and his dad. He's not ready to talk about it with Brittini, who prefers Brittini over Brit, by the way.
Mm.
I'm only going to remember it because...
Wouldn't you?
Brittini Martini. That's all I can think of. And just, he's been on a 10-day silence.
How?
I don't know. Can you imagine us on a silence retreat?
I can't imagine a 10-minute silence retreat.
And he just, I like Benny, even though I know he's going to be Danny 2.0. This is the Danny reference. Danny, if you remember from many seasons ago, was he hooked up with a guest on the beach. He was the party guy, went out, had heaps of fun. The guests fucking loved him, but he was a useless deckhand.
So useless.
And Benny's kind of vibing that way. But I love him because he loves his mum. That's all. Okay, as you were about Ryan? Big food?
Oh, no, just Ryan was like, when there are millennials on deck, I know what they want. Big old bit of crab. The biggest crab ever.
A millennial, as the only millennial on this pod. Are you a millennial? Do you fall in?
No. I'm Gen Z.
Yeah.
Aren't
you Gen X?
Gen X, I mean. Gen Z. Holy hell, what a claim.
I'm Gen Z.
Respect me. No, but aren't you also
Yeah, I'm an exit.
Oh, you're an exit. So why are you claiming millennial?
I'm not. I'm saying to Alex, as I'm the only millennial, can you testify to, I mean, I feel like you like big food or portions maybe, I don't know.
I would be excited by it, I guess. But I would more like to see it in an aquarium environment, you know, if a really big Alaskan king crab.
You wouldn't like to eat it. I'd love to eat it.
I don't think so.
Can you taste things? Have you got your sense of smell still?
No.
Oh, there you go. That's the problem.
Have you got?
I have COVID. Oh. It's really serious.
It's cool that we're making you do a podcast, even though you're like basically deathly ill and literally in bed.
I'm sorry, Alex. I'm sorry you've got COVID. Thank you for not giving it to
us. Thank you for telling us as well.
You're welcome.
We might have guessed when you just finished up to work for 7 days.
But no, look, Ryan's instincts were correct. I am not a normal millennial, I would say, in that, like, I don't know if millennials even photograph their food.
What?
That seems like a more boomer thing. Oh, I think it's a more boomer thing.
Millennials started it.
I know, but I think it's passé now.
There was a lot of social media references, actually, because you had your model turned third stew. You had your TikTok dancers, and then you had all them taking their photos for the Instagram machine as well. It's a lot of a lot of social media. No mention of Facebook, though.
It's very strange.
Unusual.
It's still the greatest.
Look, at my generation, we didn't take photos of food. We just took high-angle photos, high-angle selfies, emo selfies.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be me. That's what I'd be doing. So you wouldn't crack into the big crab with your hands?
I have in the past cracked into a small crab. Because I think there's something primal and interesting about doing it, but I don't think I'd like to do it now.
I have a question.
But they liked the... Eh?
I have a question for you. Do you consider yourself a foodie?
No.
Okay. He'd probably like you then.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bold choice for him to serve first up with no, you know, unrequested. It required a lot of manual labour. Yeah, there are a lot of very squeamish people who go to these yachts. I can imagine it just sort of could have tanked, and then his response would have been quite an interesting thing.
I'm here for it. I feel like if I'm going on that ridiculous kind of experience, it's just one meal. It's the first meal. And speaking of meals, slight tangent.
I'm jealous.
T.I. here to celebrate the launch of our new Real Recap series has brought us themed chockey to eat. Top deck. Like you get a deck on a boat, if I need to explain that for you. I do need to explain it for Duncan because he didn't get it right away.
But I get it now, and I'm in even more in awe of Te Ahe than normal.
And he delicately plated up 8 pieces each, didn't he, into lots of squares of four. But then he's also left the rest of the packet there for us, knowing us.
I'm really hopeful that I don't go into that because that will be a bad sign for me.
We'll be asleep by the end.
Guys, I've opened my window if the drone wants to bring some. Just saying.
Drone's broken at the moment in that we don't have one. But
the way that the technology is changing in here, we've got this fancy giant Zoom TV and this, what is this above us?
It's a bunk.
We've got this crazy bunk, this sort of Ortex technology? Like, this studio is now, it's really flash.
People used to walk into our old studio and go, oh, this is where you, okay. And now they walk in and go, oh.
This feels like if there was a podcast studio on a super yacht, it would look like this.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That was the brief. That's what we're
Sirocco. Or Sirocco, as Sandy would call Sirocco for half the charter season, and then not.
Eros? What about Eros? Remember Eros?
I don't think I've seen Eros.
Eros.
Yeah, it was like the season where they never said the boat's name and only really showed the wide that had the name because it was such a lewd name.
Did he?
But, yeah.
So many lewd things.
It happened.
So many lewd things happen on these yachts. I can't believe that they were being shy about it. And I tell you what, double beds, double bunk beds.
Yeah, just practically asking for...
They are absolutely... They were probably specially installed. Like, knock down a wall, we need to get doubles in here because we need to encourage some action. Okay, our first guest is Charlie Gambino. Not to be confused with Charlie. Nothing. Bad joke, sorry. And his young professional pals. They all seem nice enough. Lovely toga party.
I prefer it when a guest is For example, the son of Roy Orbison.
That was so good. The son of Roy Orbison, was his name Roy? Or was just the...
I think so.
The,
it was Roy Jr.
Yeah, but then there was also little baby Roy as well.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen that one. My favourite guest remains Mr. Skin.
Internet pop, yeah.
Celebrity porn opera pioneer Mr. Skin.
Oh my God.
I was so stoked with himself and his career choices, despite being 100 years old.
Yeah, he really was. I didn't even know Mr. Skin was real. I thought it was a thing they made up for Knocked Up.
I want to know how they find these guests, because, you know, clearly these charters are only 3 days. Usually people book them for a week. So it's obviously some special kind of like, you know, come on this charter, be on the telly. What possesses Roy Orbison's son to do that? Like, is it promo? Like, get the name Roy Orbison out there a bit more?
Probably does.
Sales are flagging.
Introduce it to a new generation.
And the dude from Ace of Base was with him.
Wow.
That was so great. You need to watch that. You need to watch that episode.
I do. I need to watch them all. I love the show.
I am just like, I'm still making my way through season 5 of Med, so it's so good that Below Deck Down Under has come along at this time for me, so I can have crossover and just, like, you know, sail into the next charter without stopping.
Overall, these guests, they seem a little bit nice for me. I'm just I was sort of quite hopeful just looking at them, just eyeballing them, that we might get some real classic sort of, you know, like sort of social media influencery kind of horrible to the crew type stuff, but they just seem quite nice, reasonable people, which, I mean, it's fine, but I just hope that's not all that they have in store for us this season.
Remains to be seen, because they did start getting a bit pissy about not being able to leave the harbour.
Yeah, well, that's sort of fair enough. It's quite amazing that the boat just can't move for such a long period at the start of the charter.
I love it when the boat gets stuck.
Oh, you know what? Again, this
is
one of those things.
It's the whole thing.
If I was, at first when I started watching this, I was just so blown away by the boat. I was like, I couldn't care less if that thing was in a dry dock. I would still be thrilled. Even if it wasn't actually in the water, I'd be happy to be there for 3 days, you know? And then now, because I've seen so many episodes, I'm like, I want something new. You need to sail me to a place I've never been. I want to see landmarks I've not seen before, and we better fucking be getting out on all the toys. All the toys.
All the toys. All the time.
But they did crane out some jet skis.
They did.
Which is, I haven't seen that before. They had them suspended and lowered them into the water so you could just have a wee whip around with Benny on the back.
Huge Danny energy in that scene.
And the big drama, as mentioned, the bow thrusters. So Captain Jason... Big Brother Jason fired up the boat, immediately started smoking up, making terrible noises, and shut things down immediately. And then the engineers, who we usually only see at the very beginning of the season, and then that's it. They got some screen time as they scurried about trying to fix up a leaky pipe or something.
Were there runabouts in the area?
Couldn't say for sure, Alex. Couldn't tell you.
I'm just saying there's a pattern here.
I have a friend who's sort of kind of dating someone who is an engineer on a super yacht. And when I found this out, I was like, I must see all the photos. It's just like on the telly. Just like on the telly.
Crazy.
I know.
What do they have to do? What's their biggest drama?
Don't know. Didn't ask. I was just like, I want to see the crew mess, you know?
Are they big fans of the franchise?
No idea.
Sure you have to be.
Oh, look, would you watch a TV show that was all about the a reality show? It's called The Office, isn't it? Just realised.
No, they actually had a reality show for one season called, like, it was something Rolling Stone. It was basically trying to be like the next Rolling Stone writer, but apparently it was like unconscionably boring, and this was during the era where just like the worst shows were getting multiple seasons, and it got canned after one and was really like roundly condemned as like, you can't watch writers trying to write. Like, this is, even in the glamorous music industry, this isn't going to fly.
Can you imagine if a reality crew came to our offices? It would just be dead silence, a lot of tippity-tappiting, someone complaining that the coffee had run out and someone hadn't put on a new pot. And then they'd walk into the studio and Alex would literally just be falling over things. It'd be great. The Real Pod reality TV show.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. But we do have to – so we finish on a treacherous sort of situation, going out at the night time with the low tide and the new bosun and the hot captain. But Duncan, you went to the preview event.
I did. Alone. Well, not alone. I went with lovely Nikki, but you were both invited and couldn't make it for various reasons. But it was so good to be at a promo event. I haven't been to one in such a long time, and you get your an actually very good fancy cocktail on the way in. And I saw Molly Littlejohn from The Bachelor.
Wow.
Did you say hi?
Yeah. Had good chat. So now works for 818 Publicity with beloved Chris Henry.
Does she work at 818?
I know. And talked to Dom Corey, and just generally, it was a great time.
I want to know how elite this was. How many people, were we part of an elite group?
Yeah, it was super elite. We saw it in a gold classy type theatre that was probably 85% full, and I'd say that, there weren't heaps more people who could have fitted in, so maybe it was your absences that stopped it.
Well, I don't know how many fit in a gold classes. I don't know if it's 200 or if it's 80.
No, gold, have you not been to a gold class cinema? It's like 30 or something.
Oh, my God.
And I was at, someone won some real significant prize, the name of which escapes me, but they were in D7 and I was in C7, so I felt very close to the big prize action.
Prize?
Yeah.
Prize?
Yeah, prize.
Oh, good news.
I think it was a super yacht, maybe.
Good news.
Oh, my God. Was there a goodie bag?
There was a goodie box full of popcorn.
Yeah. Yummy.
There's something coming for us today, though. There's some tech coming. There's some tech coming, but you're not here, Alex.
Guard it. Guard my tech.
We'll hide it in the studio for you.
Thank you.
We don't want your tech to be lost at sea.
It was such a fun time and made me remember why going to publicity events is so good. It was probably the first one I've been to in 2 years or something.
Crazy.
And any other food apart from the popcorn?
Yep, there were little chicken sliders, which I did not eat.
Yum.
And polenta fries, which
Yum.
You don't see every day, which I ate quite a considerable number of and may or may not have caused me to have a light sleep towards the latter portion of the episode, which might also explain some of my vaguely confused contributions to this episode.
I feel like we have a confession to make. This is quite a bold way to end the show. Alex and I have a confession. Should we?
What?
Should we confess? She's thinking.
Well, you've started it now. I can't do anything in this situation.
You're in the safety
confess.
Of your home. We watched the first episode together ages ago.
What? Without me?
Yep.
This is a betrayal.
It wasn't planned.
Well, you're just walking down the street, you see each other, and you're like, oh, we'll just get out the phone. This is impossible.
But not only that, I mean, I was busy running around trying to make a lemon meringue pie at the time, so I honestly didn't see any of it. I missed it.
I had to watch it all again as well.
I had to watch it all again.
I still got confused.
I don't understand.
Look, it was around the time.
It feels like someone's confessing to cheating, on which they are.
Yeah. I don't feel great about it, but I've been honestly holding on to this for such a long time.
You haven't even confessed until now?
It was right around the time of the
I have to police my emotions.
It was around the time of the maths when we fucked up the maths dinner party.
So you couldn't come to watch the maths finale, but you just snuck off.
We were kind of we're in so deep now.
Maybe this is the end of the real pod.
We were we've already fucked up. We might as well watch Below Deck.
I feel we've become a reality TV show right here. This is like the engineered drama. It's like the producer said to hold it back, tell him on the podcast. You're like, but that feels like a betrayal that he can't, have to emotionally process this on a live with a live
mic.
But then
Duncan got to go to the event, Duncan got to go to the lovely event and have a nice time.
It was
so
raining.
In a way, nature's...
Look, this is...
Also, I tried to go to the toilet, and I did three laps. I think that they've got this... They don't have the wayfinding for the toilet sorted there. I mean, that might seem minor, but at the time, it was pretty upsetting.
To and be
I
just fair, saying,
isn't there a toilet just outside the gold class? Well,
yeah, yes, there is, but I didn't know that at the time, so I went up and around that food court thing. And there's just always a sign saying toilets this way, and then there are never toilets that way.
Well, it's a bit like
and that just sort of goes. That just sort of adds to the situation with the betrayal.
I'm really sorry.
And I'm really hot.
This is stressing me out. Can I just say, as someone who has COVID-19, I am supposed to stay relaxed and stress-free.
Oh, God.
Oh, I can see Stanley.
What?
Through the window. Nice. Oh, part of our new, nice.
The dog just walked past.
Part of our new fancy studios. You can see out into the common area. And the dog just, well, there he is. He's actually staring at us, bless him. Such a lovely dog. I'm sorry, Duncan, on behalf of myself and Alex, who can't speak because she's got COVID. We're very sorry for what we did.
I think, can we say that Duncan gets two free betrayals?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, that's good.
I think that's fair. We're in credit.
What?
We're in credit.
I've done more betrayals.
The number of times you've pulled out of things and left podcasts early.
That's the leaving podcasts early.
But you are upfront and honest about
that's
that.
That's right.
Okay, no, we are awful. And I just thought that was going to be a fun little bit, and it turned out to be really stressful and horrible for everyone involved.
Now I've got long COVID.
I apologise. I apologise deeply from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, look, it's all right. It's all right, but...
Will you give us another chance?
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
One more season.
All right, here we go. Below Deck, Down Under, 16 more episodes to go. Thank you very much for joining us for this. We've got one more week of Dancing with the Stars to recap next week, and then that's done and dusted. And then, yeah, we're just on charter. We're on charter for the rest of the season, baby. Yeah.
Mate, hopefully no more betrayals.
Catch you next time. Bye. Sorry, bye.
Goodbye. Thanks, is it over?
Yeah, it's all finished.
From the Spin-Off Podcast Network, you've been listening to The Real Pod, with very special thanks to Nando's. It was hosted by me, Jane Yee, along with Alex Casey and, most of the time, Duncan Grieve. Tiahe Butler made it all sound good, and Rachel LaRue got us out to the world. Make sure you visit nandos.co.nz for some delicious kai.
Just quickly, if you enjoyed this podcast and value what we do at The Spin-Off, please consider joining The Spin-Off members. All our mahi is made possible by our members, and we wouldn't be here today without their support. Tautoko mai and head to thespinoff.co.nz/members to sign up.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spin-Off member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Tiahe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spin-Off. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spin-Off member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spin-Off Podcast Network.